Hare Krishna, and welcome to this very auspicious appearance day of Lord Ramachandra.
Hare Krishna，欢迎大家一起来庆祝，吉祥的主 Ramachandra 的显现日。
So we're going to speak from the Bhagavatam.
我们会讲述圣典波迦瓦坛当中一个相关的事节。
So you can repeat after me, wherever you may be, and no need to unmute your mic.
大家不管在哪儿都可以跟我一起重复，不用话筒不用静音，可以跟我一起来重复。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya Nanam Shaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nasta Prayosha Bhadeshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. So we've chosen a verse from the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 10, text number 50.
我们选择了圣典薄伽伐坛的一个诗节，是第九篇第十章五十诗节。
The title of that chapter is The Pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra.
这章的主题标题是至尊主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光。
Now let's read the verse.Agadhid Ashanam Bhadra Pranipatya Prashaditaha Prajaha Swadharma Nirata Varna Ashrama Gunanvita Jugopa Pipribad Ramo Minire Pitaram Chatvam. Okay, we'll just go right to the translation.You can read the translation and the purport.
With the purport.
Yeah, you can read the translation and purport.
Okay. 译文 Ramachandra 对主 Bharat 全心投靠和归顺感到满意，于是登上王国的宝座。他恰似父亲般照顾国民。国民们于是全心致力于履行他们的社会四阶层和灵性四阶段职责，将他视为自己的父亲。要知，人们很喜欢 Rama 治国的典范，甚至直到今天，政治家们还成立了一个名叫 Rama 治国 Rama Raja 的政党，但不幸的是，他们不服从主 Rama 的教导。俗话说，人们想要神的王国，但不想要神。然而，这样的抱负永远不会实现。当国民与政府之间的关系像主 Ramachandra 展示的与他国民的关系一样时，优良政府才能够生存。主 Ramachandra 像父亲照顾自己的孩子一样统治他的王国。国民们因为感激主 Ramachandra 的优秀政府，所以将至尊主视为他们的父亲，因此国民与政府之间的关系应该恰似父亲与儿子的关系。当家中的儿子受到良好的训练时，他们就孝顺父母；当父亲有资格时，他就会很好的照管孩子。正如这节诗中用梵文，国民们全心致力于履行他们的社会四阶层和灵性四阶段职责。Svadharma Nirata Varna Ashram Gunan Vita 依据表明的，那时的人民是优秀的国民，因为他们根据对人类社会的划分，即 Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya 和 Sudra 四阶层，以及真守生 Brahmacharya Grihastha 以及 Vanaprastha 还有气绝阶段 Sannyasa 四阶段的划分， 按照教导认真履行自己所在阶层和阶段的职责，这是真正的人类文明。人们必须按照自己所在的社会阶层和灵性阶段受到训练，履行各自的职责。正如国家梵歌第四章的第十三节是证实，必须按照物质自然的三种属性和与他们有关的不同活动划分社会四阶层。优秀政府该遵守的首要原则是必须建立这个社会四阶层灵性四阶段 Varna Ashram 体系，而这制度的目的是使人能变得具有神知觉。整个社会四阶层和灵性四阶段制度是期望人们能成为至尊主的一位优秀的 Vaishnava 奉献者。当人们将主 Vishnu 视为至尊主崇拜时，他们就变成了 Vaishnava。因此，人们应该透过社会四阶层和灵性四阶段制度受到训练，就像在主 Ramachandra 统治期间一样。当时的人们都受到完整的训练，遵守社会四阶层和灵性四阶段的规定职责，只是强制执行法律条令并不能使国民服从和守法，那不可能。全世界有那么多国家、立法机构和议会，但国民仍是无赖和盗贼。因此，好的公民不是靠强制执行法律有的，国民必须受到训练。正如有大专院校训练学生成为化学工程师、律师或各行各业的专家，必须有大专院校训练学生成为 Brahmana、Kshatriya、Vaishya、Sudra、真守生、居士、退出家庭生活之人和弃绝者，这将提供使人成为优秀国民的先决条件。一般说，如果君王或总统是圣君，国民与行政首脑的关系就会透明清楚，盗贼和无赖将减少，国家内部因此便没可能分裂。然而在卡利年代中，由于社会四阶层和灵性四阶段制度遭到忽视，人们一般都是盗贼和无赖。在民主体制中，这样的盗贼和无赖很自然地从其他盗贼和无赖那里收集金钱。正因为如此，每一个政府中都一片混乱，没人感到幸福和快乐。但这节诗中给予了主 Ramachandra 统治期间的优秀政府的例子。人们如果以这个实例为榜样，全世界就会有优良的政府。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. So, because there have been a number of speakers, one after the other, the topic that was handed to me by Sati Mataji was Lord Ramachandra, the ideal king.
因为已经安排了不同的奉献者讲述关于主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光。Sati Mataji 安排给我的话题是作为理想君王的主 Ramachandra。
So I'll confine most of the talk on that particular topic.
所以我的讲课部分就重点放在作为完美君王的主 Ramachandra。
Lord Ramachandra was certainly an ideal king.
当然，主 Ramachandra 是一个完美的，是一个理想的君王。
But at the same time, he was also an ideal son, an ideal brother, and an ideal husband.
当然，他也是一个完美的儿子，完美的哥哥，以及完美的丈夫。
So we know from the Bhagavad Gita, yada yada hi dharma sa glanir bhavati bharta.That whenever and wherever there's a decline in religious practice and a predominant rise of irreligion, the Lord says that he descends himself.
Krishna 在国家梵歌当中也说了，每当宗教宗教衰落，反宗教盛行，巴拉的后裔啊，我便亲自降临。
What does he do? Parichanaya sadunam vinishaya chudusrutam. He delivers the pious and he annihilates the miscreants.
降临的目的是什么呢？降临的目的就是拯救前信者，消除恶徒。
Prabhupada often quoted the Brahma Samhita Advaitam Achyutam Anandam Anantarupam that the Lord can appear in unlimited forms, just like there are waves, unlimited waves of the ocean.
Srila Prabhupada 解释说，主可以以无限的形体显现，就像海洋当中的水波也是无限的。
And Ramadi Murte Shukala Niyamena Tishtan, it starts with Ram.There's Ram and there's so many others that follow him as incarnations.
他说以 Ram 为首的其他众多化身。
Krishna is like the original candle.
Krishna 就像最原初的那根蜡烛。
And from that original candle, so many other candles are lit and they have similar potencies of heat and light.
Krishna 是最原初的这根蜡烛，这根蜡烛又点亮了很多其他的蜡烛，被点亮的蜡烛和最原初的蜡烛有同样的力量，光和热。
So in this way, the Lord incarnates as Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna.
所以主就以Ram, Lakshman, Bharat 和 Shatrughna Chatrugra 的形象。
What was that?
Chatrugra.
Satrugna. Satrugna.
Satrugna.
No, not guna. Chatrugna.
Chatrugna.
There you go.
Chatrugna 就是四兄弟啊，以四兄弟的身份显现。
These are all spiritual forms.
他们的身份其实都是灵性的，他们是灵性的形体。
They all compose of Sat Chit Ananda, eternity, knowledge and bliss.
就是 Sat Chit Ananda 具有灵性，它是永恒，充满喜乐，还有充满知识的形体。
And we know that the Lord, can appear. Well, he can appear in different, different species of life.
主也可以显现在不同的生物体的形体中。
It's like he appears as a boar, a tortoise, or a fish.
比如说龟的化身，还有雄猪的化身。
Or as Nrsingadev, half man, half lion.
还有作为半人半狮形象显现的主尼辛哈德。
And sometimes he incarnates amongst the humans.
有时候他会化身为人类。
So that's certainly the case in the form of Krishna and Ram. From one angle of vision, they look like some type of human form.
Krishna 和 Ram 就是主的人类的化身，从某些角度来讲，他们化身为人类，看上去也像普通的人一样。
Look, they look like that.
只是看上去像。
But the body is totally spiritual.
但实际他们的身体是完全灵性的。
Sometimes the Lord appears in different colors.
有时候主也会以不同的肤色显现。
Like in the form of Krishna, he is said to have the bodily complexion of a dark monsoon cloud.
Krishna 的肤色被描述为像是黑色的雨云的颜色。
Another explanation has it that because the Brahman is colorless,When we look into the sky and we see that bluish hue, that's a reflection of Krishna's body.
有时候我们说 Brahman 泛光是没有颜色的，有时候我们看抬头看天空是蓝色的所以我们会说这个天空的蓝色天空的蓝色是 Krishna 的肤色的反射。
In some places it's said it's like emerald, like the stone emerald green.
还有的地方说就像是绿宝石的颜色。
In another place, it said his complexion, is like new blades of dhruva grass. It's kind of a light green grass that's used for yajna.
还有地方描述说 Krishna 的肤色就像是嫩绿的 dhruva 草，这种草是用来做祭祀的。
But that's a comparison only. What does spiritual color look like?
那这些描述只不过是用各种比喻来让我们明白 Krishna 的灵性躯体的肤色是什么样的。
We can't see spirit with material eyes.
因为我们无法通过物质的眼睛看到。
So this is just a comparison to give us some indication.
我们听到的只是一些比喻，让我们稍稍有一些概念。
But Brahma Samhita says, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Valochanena, unless until one is able to rub one's eyes with the salve of love of Godhead, one will not be able to see.
Brahma Samhita 当中说到，除非一个人眼睛上涂满了充满爱的眼膏，否则的话是无法看到至尊主的。
So,although Lord Ramachandra may appear at times to lament or to get angry like a mundane person, we should never think that he is.
所以呢，虽然有时候主 Ramachandra 看上去也会悲伤，也会愤怒，就像世俗的人一样，但是我们永远不要以为这是世俗人的表现。
Just as his body is spiritual,And so too are his thoughts and his emotions.
就像主的主 Ramachandra 的躯体他是灵性的，所以他的思想他的情感情绪也都是灵性的。
Hare Krishna. Yeah, the problem is definitely on your side. I just had more than an hour.And on another call, didn't break once. So it must be something between India and here, I'm guessing. So anyway, what did you hear?
The last thing I heard that just like the body of the Lord is spiritual, so the emotion thoughts of the Lord is also spiritual. We can never think it as mundane.
Right, so there's a story that illustrates this point.
有一个故事就说明了这一点。
So once when Ram was wandering through the forest searching for Sita and lamenting.
有一次 Ram 在森林里面到处寻找 Sita.
And then Parvati, Lord Shiva's consort, saw him but did not recognize him.
有一次主 Shiva 的伴侣 Parvati 就看到他了，见到了主 Rama， 但是却没有认出他。
She thought that he was just an ordinary man who was in grief.
Parvati 觉得他只不过是一个悲伤的普通人。
So then she told her husband, Lord Shiva, what she had seen, and he told her that was no ordinary man.That was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ramachandra.
Parvati 就把他见到的这个人描述给他的丈夫主希瓦。主希瓦说，那可不是普通人，那是至尊主。
He said,
Hare Krishna.
He said, please believe me.
主希瓦就说请你相信我。
But Shiva could detect that she had some doubt in her mind, so he warned her, do not try to test him.
然后主希瓦看其实他能够感觉到 Parvati 心中还是有疑虑的，所以他警告他提醒他说你可千万别去试探。
Have no doubt, he's the Supreme Personality of God.
别有疑问，他是他就是至尊人格守神。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Keeps breaking.
Hare Krishna. I can hear you all the time.
Well, you keep saying that, Shyamalila. But it definitely cut. I can't hear. It just goes dark, black, nothing, zero.
Okay.
So I wonder if this is going to work. Is Sati hearing everything?
Sati Mataji, 我的声音是不是中间有断呢?
过那儿稍微有点断续，不过我们可以听到。
Mataji, 您说我的声音有点断续是吗?
没有。
Sati Mataji said the break was from your side. And they could hear me all the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Then it's something between countries. Because we just had a call between many countries earlier than this, including Africa, China, and other countries, and there was no problem.
So,可能不国家之间，这连接有问题吧。我刚刚还有一个通话，非洲的，还有中国，几个人一起通话，但是都没有断续。Such
is life. So, getting back to our story, if we can remember it, that Parvati, she harbored some doubt in her heart.
Parvati 心中还是有疑虑的。
So then she disguised herself as Sita and she went out to trick him.
她就把自己乔装打扮成Sita的样子，想出去骗骗他。
So she appeared before Ram looking exactly like Sita.
她就以Sita的样子出现在主Ramachandra的面前。
But he did not even see her.
Ramachandra甚至都没看到她。
He ignored her as she didn't even exist.
都忽略了他，就像他不存在一样。Lord
Ram just continued searching for Sita.
主Rama还是一直往继续往前走，在找Sita。But
when Parvati looked around, she could only see Ram.
但当 Parvati 他到处看的时候，他能只能看到Ram.
Because he had expanded himself into many, many forms, so that wherever she looked, she only saw Lord Ram.
因为主Ramachandra把他自己扩展成许许多多的形体，所以当 Parvati 看到四周，他目之所及全是 Ram.
Then she realized that her husband was right.
这时候她才意识到她丈夫说的是对的。She
had made a mistake, but she didn't want to admit it.
她犯了错，但不想认错。
So then she left the area and then she resumed her original feature as Parvati.
她就离开现场回去，又变回了Parvati.
And she returned to her husband.
她回到丈夫身边.
But she didn't say anything about what had happened.
但对所发生的事情她却只字未提.
But Lord Shiva knew, of course.
但主Shiva却明白发生了什么.
So I asked, did you see anything unusual in the forest?
Shiva 就问 Parvati 说你在森林里面有没有看到什么非同寻常的现象?
And she replied, no, not in particular.
Parvati 就说没有，没什么特别的.
So Lord Shiva became really angry.
就Shiva真的生气了。
Not just because she had disobeyed him, but because she had withheld the truth from him.
不光是因为 Parvati 没听他的话，而且是因为他隐瞒了事实。So
even Parvati could not understand the nature of Lord Ramachandra. What to speak of us? So we have to be very careful not to view him through mundane eyes, mundane thoughts.
可见连 Parvati 都很难了解主 Ramachandra 的真实面目。 更何况是我们，所以我们要小心，千万不要以世俗的眼光去看主。
So I'm going to begin from where Ravana has been killed and Sita has been rescued and as appointed as the minister of Lanka.
Appointed by the minister of Lanka.
Ibasan has been appointed by Lord Ramachandra as the new leader of Lanka because Ravana has been killed.
Ravana 被杀，西塔被营救了，所以主 Ramachandra 又重新让另外一个人成为兰卡的国王。
Ibasan, of course, was the brother of Ravana, who was very devoted to Lord Ramachandra.
What's his name, please?
Vibhisan.
他是 Ravana 的弟弟，但是他却主 Ramachandra 充满了奉爱。
Okay, so I'm following Prabhupada's kind of summary in the ninth canto of the Bhagavatam.
我还是会按照Srila Prabhupada在圣典薄伽罗坛当中的概述来讲。
And so I want to highlight some of the points that Prabhupada makes.
我想来特别讲一下Srila Prabhupada提出的一些重点。
So one point he makes is that Ravana's wife, her name is Mandodari, she clearly understood that Ravana was a cruel person and he caused trouble for everyone.
里面讲到说 Ravana 的妻子 Mandodari 她 Mandodari 她也承认她的丈夫是一个恶毒的人
the word the name Ravana actually means one who causes crying for others
Ravana 这个名字的本意就是让别人哭泣的人
And so Mandodari understood that as he was, that Ravana was giving trouble to everybody, when he gave trouble to Sita, that was a culmination of his sinful activities, and therefore he had to be killed.
Mandodari 他知道Ravana 一直在给别人制造麻烦，他的罪恶活动的顶峰就是他绑架了 Sita。
So, Prabhupada explains that chastity is a very powerful thing, very powerful quality of a woman.
Prabhupada 解释到说，女子的贞洁是很有力量的。
And he says that this Mandodari, Sita, and Draupadi, they're all mentioned as chaste women.
他说 Mandodari 还有 Sita 以及 Draupadi 他们都是贞洁女子的典范
So Prabhupada makes the point about chastity as being a very important quality and one that commands respect and such ladies are themselves very very powerful
Srila Prabhupada 强调说贞洁是一个很重要的品质贞洁的女子值得别人的尊重这样的贞洁的女子本身就是很有力量的
Of course in Kali Yuga we don't see much of that anymore
当然贞洁的品质在卡利年代我们也已经见得不多了
And then, therefore because of that it's becoming more and more degraded in this age
所以这个年代就越来越堕落了
So she makes a statement, as she's referring to Ravana, she says, by your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell.
所以 Mandodari 在提到 Ravana 的时候就说就是因为你的罪恶行动所以你应该被恶毒的生物吃掉。
So, normally, his destination would have beento go to lower planets.
一般来说按常理他的命运应该是去到地狱星宿。
Of course, the fact that he was killed by the Lord himself is also quite a powerful kind of departure, because he departs at the Lord's hand, so like that.
他本该是被是堕入低等生锈的，但是因他死在至尊主的手上，所以这也是很有力量的。
Still, this Vibhasan and Vibhasana, he wanted to perform the Shuddha ceremony.
但是他的儿子 Vibhasana 还是想给他办一个Shuddha 仪式，就是为祖先做的仪式。
So that Ravana will be saved from falling to the lower planets.
做这个仪式的话，就能够避免让 Ravana 堕入最低等的星宿。
And what's interesting is Lord Ram gave his approval.
Lord Ram gave approval.
Yes, Lord Ram gave his approval for Vibhasan to do this. All right.
主 Rama 允许Vibhasana 给他父亲做这个刷的仪式。
So in this way, Ram was kind to Ravana even after Ravana had died.
虽然 Ravana 已经死去了，但是 Rama 对他还是很仁慈。
So in the Vedic culture, the Shuddha ceremony.Has its place, especially if family members are not pious, if they're impious, this can be done. Of course, we know from the benediction that was given by Lord Nrisimhadev to Prahlad Maharaj, that 14 generations of family members would be delivered just on the spiritualprowess of the devotee.
在伟达文化当中，这种沙达仪式，就是为祖先做的，为了他的灵性得到提升的这种仪式，在伟达文化当中还是很盛行的。但与此同时，我们也知道，像那辛哈利给 Prahlad Maharaj 的承诺，说凭着你奉爱服务的力量，你的十四代祖先都会得到拯救。
So now, the time for Lord Ram, Sita, Hanuman, Lakshman to leave, the forest has come.
这时候，Ram, Sita 和 Hanuman 和 Lakshman 他们离开森林的时候到了。
And Ram arranges for a flower airplane to descend.
Rama 他安排了一座鲜花飞机降临到他们跟前。
And so he places Sita Devi on the airplane.
他先请Sita Devi 上了飞机。
What's that? What's that? What is that? So then he boards, and then he invites Hanuman and Sugriva and Lakshman to board as well. So they all board this flower airplane.
主 Ram 让 Sita Devi 上了飞机之后，他自己也登上飞机，然后又请 Hanuman、Sugriva 以及 Lakshman 也上了飞机。
And off they go to Ayodhya.
一起飞往 Ayodhya.
And then Ram is met with a very joyous greeting.
然后 Ayodhya 居民欢乐地迎接了主 Ram.
He's showered with fragrant flowers.
他们用芬芳的鲜花花瓣洒向主 Ram.
Lord Brahma and other demigods glorify his activities.
主Brahma 还有其他半神人都在荣耀主 Ram 的充满荣耀的逍遥时光活动。
And it's at this point that Ram hears that in his absence, Bart was eating only barley cooked in the urine of a cow.
然后主 Ram 听说了，在他离开的这段时间， Bharat 每天只吃用牛尿做的用牛尿煮的大麦粒。
He was wearing the bark of a tree for clothing.
他穿的只是树皮。
He wore matted locks of hair.
他的头发也只是随便卷在一起。
And he was sleeping on a bed of kusha grass.
他每天只是在枯沙草上休息。
So Bart would never agree to touch the throne, what to speak of sit on it, and he was only performing austerities, waiting for the day when Ram would return.
Bharat, 他碰都没敢碰过，都没有想要碰过王位，更何况坐上王位。他一直都在做苦行，就等着主 Ram 回来。
So if you have some kind of a package or something there, Shamalila, there's some noise every time you move something. What is that?
Let me put my earphone. There's some plastic tablecloth.
Okay. Makes noise.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so if you have a Chinese, do you have ninth canto, 1035?
Yes, I have it here.
Chinese? 9, 10, 35 to 38. There's a description of the welcome that Ramachandra had received. And so I think that's nice. We can read that.
Mm.在《舍利摩迦谈》第十篇第九章35到38诗节，就描述了阿尤迪亚的居民是如何迎接主拉姆昌特的归来的。译文是这样的：主巴拉了解到拉姆昌特返回首都阿尤迪亚时，立刻亲自头顶主拉姆昌特的木屐，从他在南迪格拉玛的帐篷出来，大臣。祭司、其他德高望重的国民以及演奏着动听音乐的职业音乐家和大声吟唱伟大赞歌的 Brahmana 都陪伴着主 Bharat。 跟在行进队列后面的是由佩戴着金色缰绳和马具的骏马拉着的战车，战车上插着有金色刺绣的旗帜及其他大小和图案的各不相同的旗帜，承载着穿着金装盔甲的士兵，带着槟榔的仆人和许多美丽的名妓，众多的仆人步行跟在行进的行列中，手持一顶华盖，还有拂尘、各种等级的贵重珠宝以及适合迎接君王用的其他用品，由众人这样陪伴着，内心因狂喜而柔软，眼里满含泪水的主 Bharat走进主 Ramachandra， 满怀巨大的心碎神迷的爱扑倒在他的莲花柱旁。
So from that very beautiful description, we learn many things.
这段优美的描述可以让我们学到很多东西。
One is that Bharat, he was only waiting for Ramachandra'sreturn. He kept those wooden shoes very carefully and worshipped them.
首先让我们明白的是，主 Bharat 他一直都在等待着 Rama 的归来，他在小心翼翼地保护着主 Rama 乘着的木屐。
So he was never prepared to take anything that was not his.
他从没想过要去占有本不属于他的东西。
Even though the opportunity was there, he could have.
虽然说这个机会在，他有机会去登上王位的。
But he was so devoted to his elder brother that he would never do such a thing.
可是他对他的哥哥是那样的忠心忠诚，他从来没这么做过。
Also interesting point, it's his camp. He set up his camp in Nandagram. Quite interesting.
His camp is like an Nandagram.
That's what it says.
有意思的是那里描述到说他的帐篷就像是 Nandagram。
And you see that so many important personalities came out, and it was a big deal. It was a big affair. There are ministers, priests, respectable citizens, there are musicians. Everyone was there.
简直是天大的大事儿，迎接主让圣者的归来。这里讲到很多大人物也都走出来，是大臣祭。诗还有其他德高望重的国民以及乐手啊等等。
Also great opulence.
而且他们的行装都是那么富裕。
Opulent paraphernalia, precious jewels.
珍贵的珠宝随身用品也都充满满华贵。
And this is in the Treta Yuga.
这是在银器年代 Treta Yuga。
And we see that, you know, the emotions, they run very high, right? Because Bart's heart is softened and his eyes are full of tears. And he fell at Ramachandra's lotus feet.
人们的情感也已经达到了顶峰，尤其是 Bharat， 这里说到他内心因狂喜而柔软，眼里充满了泪水，看到主马拉姆参者之后，他就扑倒在他的莲花足旁。
So after offering these wooden shoes to Lord Ram, Bart he stood with folded hands in submission.
把主马拉姆参者的木屐交回到他手里以后，Bharat 就双手合十向他致敬。
His eyes were full of tears.
他眼中充满了泪水。
And then Lord Ramachandra, it said, bathed Bart with his own tears.
这里描述到说，主 Bharat 用他的泪水给主 Ramachandra 的莲花足进行了沐浴。
And he embraced him for a very long time.
而且久久地拥抱着他。
So then,Ramachandra, because he's ideal in every respect, he offers his respectful obeisances to the learned Brahmins, the elders, the elderly persons in the family, and to all citizens of Ayodhya. All the citizens offer their obeisances to him.
因为主 Ramachandra 他在各方面都是完美的典范，所以他也向恭恭敬敬的向博学的 Brahmana 和家中的长者致敬。 Ayodhya 的全体居民也虔敬的向至尊主敬礼。
Next he enters the palace.
接着他就回到了宫中。
And the first thing he does, he offers obeisances to all his mothers.
首先他向各位母亲敬拜。
Including Kaikeyi, the one who had him banished.
包括 Kaikeyi, 你当初正是因为 Kaikeyi 他才被放逐森林。
He offered his obeisances to his spiritual master, Vishishta.
他向他的灵性导师 Vishishta 做了顶拜。
And so according to the person, you know, he would either, if they were friends, they would embrace. If he was elders, he would offer his obeisances. Younger would worship him. So he was setting a perfect example according to the etiquette.
Guru Ramachandra, 他亲自示范了正确的礼仪。所以他到了宫中之后就根据每个人的身份一一向他们致敬。长者他会顶拜他们。平辈朋友他会拥抱他们，晚辈他会接受他们的崇拜。
So etiquette's a very, very important part of our culture.
礼仪是我们文化当中的很重要的元素。
If we don't follow it, then it opens the door for offense.
如果不按礼仪行事的话，就会造成冒犯。
And sometimes devotees, become a bit proud. They've been a devotee for a certain amount of time, or maybe they have, become somewhat learned in the philosophy, or they're able to do kirtan well, or they're able to do some particular service well. And it sometimes goes to their head. They think, I'm now some very important devotee.
比如说奉献者修习化缘服务几年之后就会比较骄傲，觉得自己很精通哲学了，也能够领唱很好的 kirtan， 或者在某些服务方面做得很出色，所以自然觉得自己是重要人物了。
They become proud of their abilities and their accomplishments.
就会为自己的能力和取得的成就感到骄傲。
And they can start looking down on others.
这样的话就会轻视瞧不起其他人。
Or they can even start comparing themselves to those who are more senior than them.
或者是会和比他们更年长的奉献者去对比比较。
And wrongly think, well, I'm better than they are. I can do this better than they are. I know more than they do.
他会觉得我比那位年长奉献者懂得更多，我可以做这个服务做得比他好。
This is how the false ego tricks us.
这就是我们就是这样被假我欺骗的。
And then we can make offenses to others.
这样我们就会很容易冒犯别人。
So, in this respect, Lord Ramachandra really sets a great example of how to deal with everyone according to their position and always retain the mood of humility.
在这里，主人们称着就为我们示范了真正的恰当的礼仪，怎么样根据不同人的角色、不同人的身份，给予相应的尊重，总是保持谦卑的心态。
Then Vishishta, who is functioning as the family priest or spiritual master, he had Lord Ramachandra cleanly shaved, means he had his head shaved.
然后，家族的祭师，也就是他们的灵性导师 Vishishta， 就安排主 Ramachandra 剃去一头纠缠成佐的头发。
Because he had been in the forest all of that time, and his locks of hair had grown very matted.
因为主人们穿着长久以来待在森林里面，所以他的长发已经卷成一撮。
So Vashishta had him shaved cleanly, and then they, with the cooperation of the elder members of the family, they performed a bathing ceremony, Abhishek, for Lord Ramachandra.
所以在家中其他长者的合作下，他们举行了用四海之水和其他液体为主 Ramachandra 沐浴的仪式。
So after Lord Ramachandra was fully bathed and his head was clean shaven, he dressed himself very nicely, and he was decorated with a garland and ornaments.
主人们穿着洗净全身、剃光头后，穿上华服，用一条花环和首饰将自己打扮的俊美非凡。
Much like we worship the deity, because he's none different, right? He is the Lord.
人们给主人们穿着做的沐浴仪式，就像是在沐浴神像一样，因为本来他就和神没有区别，他就是神本人。
The same components are there.
所以给他沐浴的时候用的材料也都是一样的，和沐浴神像用的。
So now, after all of this time, the exile in the forest and all of the intrigues with Ravan, finally, Lord Ramachandra, he accepts the throne of the state.
经历了在森林的放逐时光以及和 Ravana 的角逐之后，经历了这么多，现在 主 Rama 终于登上了王位。
And his mood was, he cared for the citizens exactly like a father.
而他的心态始终就像父亲观察儿子一样，这样关心着他的国民。
And the citizens, because they were fully engaged in their duties of Varnan Ashram, accepted him as their father.
因为国民们也一直按照 Varnan Ashram 体系在履行着职责，所以他们也是 主 Ramachandra 为自己的父亲。
So the means that a father is very caring, very loving, very protective.
父亲的心态就是他总是充满关爱的，总是想保护他的国民，他的孩子。
But can also be strict to help.
有时候为了帮助孩子，他会很严格。
To make sure that no nonsense goes on.
也确保孩子不胡作非为。
So, Lord Ramachandra was just like the father.
主 Ramachandra 就像一位父亲。
And what's interesting is Prabhupada makes some important points.
主 Ramachandra, 是了 Prabhupada 讲了一些重要的要点。
He says in that purport that people speak aboutRam Raj, or the king, the kingdom of Lord Ramachandra, but they want that kingdom of God without God.
在要旨当中，Prabhupada 说到有很多人，他们想要主 Rama 的王国 Ram Raj, 但是却不想要服从主 Rama 的教导。
They want all the benefits of a godly kingdom, but they don't want to follow God.
他们想要神的王国，却不想追随神，这有什么意义呢？
So this is what we have in Kali Yuga.
但卡利年代就是这样。
And that's why we're in this mess we are in at present.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
And that's why we're in this mess that we are in at present.
所以我们才面临着现在的混乱状态。
This is all because of bad leadership, that people are not being led according to godly principles. They're allowed to indulge in sinful activities for which there are reactions, and we can only expect these kind of things. They'll happen more and more as Kali Yuga progresses.
现在我们之所以面临这样的大灾难，那大混乱就是因为糟糕的领导，糟糕的管理，所以人们不信神，人们不愿意遵循神的法则，所以才会看到各种的恶报反应。那现在发生的一切也都是意料之中的，而且还将会有更多的类似的恶报反应。
So Ramachandra has this kind of father and child or children relationship.
作为君王的主 Ramachandra 和他的臣民保持着父亲和儿子之间的关系。
And the problem makes the point, if children are well trained and the father is qualified, they are well cared for and everyone is happy.
是了 Prabhupada 在要旨当中说了，如果说家中的孩子受到很好的训练，而父亲又是有资格的，那么大家都会快快乐乐。
The Prabhupada mentions that the first principle for good government is to establish Varnashram.
释迦牟尼也提到说，优秀政府的第一个条件是建立 Varnashram 体系。
Because unless and until people are engaged according to their innate propensity, they'll never really be happy.
因为除非人们按照自己的天性、天生的这种活动倾向去做事，否则的话，他们永远不会快乐的。
And so, the point is made that because they were being led by a God-conscious ruler, and everyone was engaged according to their propensity and doing what they should be doing, that although this was the Treta Yuga, it actually became like Satya Yuga.
当时是 Treta Yuga, 但是因为统治者本人是有神知觉的，所以他在神也带领着国民，以这样的知觉引导着国民，国民也是充满了神知觉的，所以当时的银器年代，就跟 Satya Yuga 黄金年代一样美好繁荣。
So Srila Prabhupada takes the opportunity to explain that although Kali Yuga is the worst of all ages,
Srila Prabhupada 借此机会解释道，虽然卡利年代是所有年代当中最糟糕的。
He says, by introducing Sankirtan, people can become as happy as they were in Satya Yuga.
但是通过引入 Sankirtan, 其颂圣运动，卡利年代的人们也能够像Satya 年代、黄金年代的人们一样快乐无比。
That is the power of propagating Sankirtan.
这就是大范围传播桑提尔坦其颂圣名运动的力量。
Now on this point,
关于这一点，
many years ago, I had this dream, very vivid dream.
几年前我做了一个梦，这个梦特别的生动。
So vivid, I can still remember all the details.
特别生动，我都能够想起来每一个细节。
So in this dream, there had been some kind of cataclysmic event that had destroyed much of the world's population.
当时梦里面就是出现说一个大灾难，把全世界大部分的人口都让。大部分的人口都丧失了生命。
Maybe it was some nuclear.
可能是核武器或者是别的什么。Hare Krishna.
Hello.
Maybe some nuclear.Sorry, Bo. I just heard maybe some nuclear.
Yeah, maybe it was a nuclear event, maybe it was a pandemic, something. Many people were wiped out and they were feeling very depressed and hopeless.
当时就梦到一场全世界范围内的大灾难，可能是世界范围内的传染病，或者是或者是核武器，所以让全世界大部分的人口都失去了生命。Gumashi, you mentioned that's 1 year ago.
No, I said many years ago. I don't remember when. Many years ago.
多年前做过的一个梦，我记不得是哪一年了，就梦到是这样。
Anyway, I was in a situation where there were people of many nationalities who were grouped together.
当时这一幕就让我感到特别的难过，特别的沮丧。我也看到有来自不同国家的人，他们在一起。
Wearing different types of dress according to their particular country.
每个国家也的人也根据他们国家的习俗，穿着他们国家的传统的服装。
And I, for whatever reason, just seeing the depression and the hopelessness that people were experiencing, you know, I suggested, why don't we just chant? Why don't we just chant? There were no other devotees. It was just me, as I remember.
当时在场有很多都是来自不同国家的人，穿着不同国家的服装。我看到人们脸上无望的沮丧的表情，当时在场可能就我一个奉献者，我就跟大家说，我们为什么不开始唱诵呢？我们就唱诵吧。
So I taught them the Maha Mantra.
我就教他们怎么唱 Mahamantra。
And they gradually joined in.
慢慢的他们也一个个加入进来一起唱诵。
And after they chanted for some good amount of time,
他们唱了很长的时间之后,
the depression lifted.
他们脸上的沮丧无望的表情已经消失了。
And the hopelessness also lifted, and they started to smile, and they started to feel very joyful.
他们脸上也不再有失望、绝望的表情，反倒是露出了笑容，充满了欢喜。
And we all began to dance together.
然后在场所有人就一起载歌载舞。
So, this was just a reflection of what Prabhupada has told us again and again and again and again, that if people are engaged,in the process of Sankirtan, they can revive their dormant Krishna consciousness and become very joyful.
虽然这只是一个梦，但也体现了Srila Prabhupada反复给我们推荐、给我们提倡的Sankirtan寄送圣名运动的力量。只要人们能够一起唱诵舞蹈，总会恢复他们潜在的沉睡当中的Krishna 知觉。重新变得喜乐的。
So now Ram, he is the king, and he's regularly giving audience to his citizens, and he is personally supervising governmental affairs.
现在，主任成了国王，他会定期接见他的臣民。亲自掌管着国家的政事。
And at the same time, he sends his brothers out to conquer the world because when there was one king and everything was based on Vedic culture, others would be sent as representatives would be sent out, representatives of the king would be sent out, to make sure that everyone was.Agreeable to be subservient to the king of the world.
当时的年代，整个世界就只有一个国王。但同时，国王也会派他的代表出去，去到处确保，确保国民都是顺从的，都是服从国家的。管理和领导的，所以主 Ramachandra 就派他的弟弟们出去。
So it's not that, Ram was just sitting there in Ayodhya in his palace and, giving his brothers also a big position and this and they kind of sat back and enjoyed, everybody's worship and their respect.And their service.
虽然说主 Ramachandra 派他的弟弟们出去视察民情，但这并不意味着他自己就安闲地坐在宫中享受各种服务，什么事情也不做。
And so he sends them out. He sends them out to serve, to do.
他把他们派出去服务。
Yeah. And so Prabhupada he kind of.Seizes this opportunity to make a point.
Prabhupada 也抓住这个机会来阐明一个要点。
He says that some say that one should merely stay in Vrindavan and perform one's bhajan and service and not leave Vrindavan, and in this way one will advance.
在某一处，Srila Prabhupada也曾经说过，说一个人在某个阶段要留在 Vrindavan 只做他的专注于他的 bhajan 服务，不要离开 Vrindavan。
But Prabhupada said, "No, we should go out and share the message with others. We should preach."
他说不，我们不应该只是留在 Vrindavan， 要走出 Vrindavan 出去传教。
So So I thought this was quite interesting in relation to our preaching as the essence class, because in the same way, probably makes a parallel that in the same way that Ram sent out his brothers to conquer the entire world, that, you know, we as members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness should get out there and we should preach, we should spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这和我们讲的传教士精髓系列讲课也是相关的。在这里石罗帕帕讲到说，主拉玛昌哲把他的兄弟们派出去征服世界，同样的作为奉献者，我们也要始终记得传教士精髓，所以要走出去，把Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的讯息传递给人们。
So this is something that we should all do.
这是我们每个人应该参与进来的事情。
Every single member of the International Society of Krishna, for Krishna Consciousness.
Hoji Krishna 是觉得每一个成员都应该去传播。
According to our position and our capacity.
根据我们所处的位置，我们的能力去传播。
And by any ways that we can think of, we have to be innovative.
办法有很多，我们得动动脑筋，想出一些比较有创意的方式。
But with a will, there's a way.
有各种各样的不同的方式去传播。
We may say it's difficult. We may say it's difficult. We may say it's difficult.
当有人说传教很难的时候。
And that is true.
有人会说传教很难，确实是这样。
We have major obstacles to overcome.
我们有一些重大的主要的困难要克服。
There are restrictions.
也有一些限制。
But still, if the desire is strong enough, we'll figure out the ways and means of giving people Krishna consciousness.
即便如此，只要我们有足够强烈的传播的愿望，我们还是能够想出办法把 Krishna 知觉给到人们。
Every devotee has to think like this.
每个奉献者都应该有这样的心态，这样的思维。
It's not that every devotee is going to preach to thousands of people and convert them like Mahaprabhu did.
不是说每一个奉献者都要像 Mahaprabhu 那样一下子吧。几千万人变成奉献者。
We can't imitate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can't imitate Srila Prabhupada.
我们模仿不了Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 也模仿不了 Srila Prabhupada.
We have to find out who we are, what abilities we have, and be ourselves, and share Krishna consciousness with others.
我们认清自己的位置。然后了解自己的能力，尽我们所能和别人分享 Krishna 之觉。
Even if it's only with one person, or two, or five, or ten, at least we should try to share with others.
即便就给一个人分享，十个人分享，几百人分享，不管是多少人，我们都应该去努力去分享。
And to be empowered, we have ourselves have to be very serious sadhikas.
要想被赋予传教的力量，我们自己先要成为认真的规范修习者。
So I thought it was quite remarkable that Prabhu was making that point, coupling that those two points together.
是了 ，Prabhu， 把这两点结合在一起讲了。
Now there's description of the kind of opulence of Ayodhya, because this is, well, Treta Yuga, it's the Vedic times, Lord Ramachandra is the king. So there are all kinds of amazing things going on within Ayodhya.
这一部分也描述了 Ayodhya 的富裕，当时是Treta Yuga, 银杏年代，又是主 Ramachandra, 做金王的时候，所以 Ayodhya 充满了富裕。
One thing that was going on is that the streets, just the streets, were sprinkled with perfume water.
有一个现象就是，就连街道上都撒着香水。
You know, nowadays some people use a little perfume on their bodies, but you know, in those days they were putting on the streets to make everything smell very fragrant.
现在人也顶多在身上喷点香水，但是那个时候，整个街道都喷着香水，所以说整座城市都是充满芬芳的。
And there's also a description of they had drops of perfume liquor, perhaps some distilling process or something. And what they did, they had elephants spray this through their trunks. So we have elephants going around, apparently, and they're spraying the streets with this perfume.
据说他们是用大象，让大象用鼻子来在大街上撒这种香水。
Arbo,
Arbo,
what was the last thing you said?
They arranged the elephants to sprinkle the perfume around the street.
How?
I didn't hear that part.
I said through the trunk. They used their trunk.
Yes, I said that. 通过他们的
like a shower.
意思就像是沐浴的那个花洒一样，去在大街上撒这些水。
So the point is, Lord Ramachandra was personally seeing to all these kind of details, and make sure that everyone was well taken care of.
这里描述有点那么多的细节，就是想说每一个细节，主 Ramachandra 都照顾到了，就想确保臣民们得到了很好的照顾。
He wanted the environment to be very pleasing.
让整个让臣民的生活环境，国民的生活环境那么的宜人。
Beautiful buildings, beautiful landscape, perfumed roads, everything. It made like a Vaikuntha type of atmosphere.
漂亮的建筑，优美的风景，还有芬芳的街道，整个国家就像是瓦昆塔一样。
There's no mention of factories.
没有提到工厂怎样。
Or too many automobiles that are spewing out carbon monoxide.
也没有提到说街上奔跑着各种汽车。
Or air pollution so bad you have to wear a mask.
没有说到当时空气污染特别严重，你得戴口罩出门。
And you can be sure there was no coronavirus.
你肯定确定肯定是没有新冠病毒蔓延。
So it was a wonderful atmosphere.
所以是特别迷人的环境。
There's a mention everything was decorated. They said that they had these golden water pots that were put all over the place and various types of flags. So it was a very, very festive type of atmosphere.
那里描述说到处都有着那华美的装饰，金色的水罐，那整个营造出特别的美好的节日的气氛。
So Ram would walk freely amongst the citizens at times, and they saw him and they would ask for blessings, which he gave.
So Ram 会自由的接见国民，国民会向他祈求得到祝福，他会给予祝福。
If they had not seen Ram for a long time, the men and the women, they would get on the roofs of the palaces and they would look down and see him going by and they would shower him with flower petals.
如果国民没有长时间已经很久没有见到 Ram 了，他们就男男女女们都会爬上就是王国宫殿的屋顶，等着 Ramachandra 经过， 经过的时候，他们就会向主让穿着抛洒鲜花。
Now, I want you to go to 9:11, 31-34, because there we have a description of Lord Ramachandra's palace.
大家稍微等一下，我找一下啊。
9:11, 31-34. There's a few verses together there.
第九篇十一章的第九篇十一章31-34。Sati Mata 请您找到了吗？您找到的话，您可不可以读一下？我还没有找到。
You don't have it?
I haven't found it.
9:11, 31-34.
OK, 第九篇21:30。小弟妈的姐，我这边在线找，所以说网络稍微有点慢，您要找到的话您能帮忙读吗？
What's the problem?
It's uploading, it's not showing up. So I'm trying to ask Sati Mataji to read it and she can find it. 或者哪位奉献者已经找到了，可以帮他再读一下吗？
抱歉，我这手机也是没电了，现在也是那个没打出来。等我找一下书啊。
啊，好的。She's going to bring the book.
That's nice. It'd be good if we refer to Prabhupada's books and read from them. You can translate that.
那我们把
二弟子呢？我想问一下。
好。Yes. She got the book. She can read.
好的，译文。之后，主 Ramachandra 进入到他祖先的宫殿，宫中满是奇珍异宝和珍贵的衣物，门口两边的坐席是由珊瑚制成，院落周围竖立着一根根 Vaidurya。Money 柱子，地板是由闪亮晶亮无瑕的 Ramakata Money 制成，底角是由大理石制成，整座宫殿彩旗飞扬，花环高挂，宝石累累，闪耀着天神般的光灿，宫殿镶满宝石，灯光闪烁，香气宜人，宫中男女仿若半神人，他们佩戴着各种饰物，那饰物只因戴在他们身上显得雍容华贵。Hare Krishna.
Well, we can see from that that there was tremendous opulence in those days.
我们听这段描述，就可以想象当时的年代，是充满了无比的富裕的。
Even the wealthiest persons in the world in this day could not even procure some of these different materials.
现在社会最富有的人都不可能购买到这些材料的。
But those, they were in abundance in those times because people were pious andYagna was being performed, and the earth was giving abundance.
因为这些现在看很无价的珍宝，当时确实大量普遍的存在的， 因为当时的人们是很虔诚的，虔诚的追随着宗教原则，所以大地就产出了如此丰盛富裕的生活的设施。
So the Bhagavatam teaches that as Lord Ramachandra was ruling, he said the forests, the rivers, the hills, the mountains, and the seas supplied the necessities of life for all living beings.
这里摩教坛当中描述到说，在主 Ramachandra 统治期间，山和流树木等等都产出富裕的生活用品，足够所有的生物体享用。
So abundance, there was abundance.
充满了富足富裕。
We know in Kali Yuga, in Satya Yuga, for example, they were eating off of gold utensils, and after they finished, they would just discard them like people would discard paper or plastic nowadays.
经典当中描述说，在Satya Yuga黄金年代的时候，人们吃饭用的东西都是精致的。那精致的用具，而且都是一次性的，用完就扔掉，就像随便扔掉一片纸、一个塑料袋一样。
So, this is very, very telling of, what the world, was and what it can become if, we perform the yajna.And in this age, it's the Sankirtan Yajna.
所以这就很能说明问题，也能让我们明白，如果在这个年代我们去做祭祀 Yajna, 那在这个年代的祭祀是去送圣灵的祭祀。如果送很好的做祭祀的话，整个社会是怎样的一番局。
The Bhagavatam also teaches that all bodily and mental suffering, disease,Old age, go ahead.
圣利摩教坛当中也描述到所有来自心理的身体的痛苦折磨，比如说疾病啊，年老。
Lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent.
悲伤、沮丧、恐惧和疲惫也都会大大的减轻。
And there was no death for those who didn't want it.
不想死的人就不会死。
And Prabhupada uses this opportunity again to make his point that if we perform mass sankirtan, he said we can immediately introduce a similar situation even in the midst of Kali Yuga.
Srila Prabhupada 也借此机会告诉我们，如果在卡利年代我们能够大范围、大规模的推动三皮尔坦集中圣灵运动的话，我们也能够造就这样的一个完美的生活氛围，甚至会更好。
Another example that Lord Ramachandra sets is that he only accepted one wife.
Lord Ramachandra 树立了另外一个榜样，就是他只接受了一位妻子。
As we know, Kshatriyas are allowed to accept more than one wife.
Kshatriya 是可以接受超过一位妻子的。
But Ram, to set a good example, accepted only Sita.
但是 Ram 为了给世人树立典范，所以他只接受了一位妻子，那就是 Sita.
And as he was absolutely faithful to Sita, she was to him.
主 Rama 和 Sita 也是彼此对对方都是忠贞不渝的。
Therefore, he set this perfect example for household life.
所以呢，主 Rama 真正也为居士生活树立了完美的榜样。
Okay.
Haribo.
Maharaj.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But just live.
Okay.
Lord Ramachandra, perfect example for
us. Yeah, perfect example. So again, ideal.
他又是居士生活的理想的典范。
Lord Ramachandra, he actually worshipped the Brahmins, and he gave them everything in charity.
So Ramachandra 也会崇拜婆罗门，他会为婆罗门布施。
The duty of the Kshatriyas is to worship and support the Brahmins.
Kshatriya 的一个职责就是支持和崇拜婆罗门。
Because without their guidance, society cannot function properly.
因为没有婆罗门的恰当指导，整个社会就难以恰当的运转。
So Ramachandra gave them everything in charity, meaning to say, everything, and he retained only his personal garments and ornaments.
主Ramachandra 等于他把一切都供奉给了婆罗门，自己只留下每天需要穿的衣服，还有装饰品。
He gave everything else.
其他的一切都布施给了婆罗门。
It is said that Mother Sita was left only with her nose ring.
据说 Sita 母亲只留下她的鼻环。
So he gave everything to the Brahmins.
他也把一切都布施给了婆罗门。
Because he trusted they would utilize this properly.
因为他们信任国民信任婆罗门，相信婆罗门会善用这些布施的。
But a true Brahmin will only keep what he absolutely needs, he or she absolutely needs, and gives everything else, he distributes everything else. So it said the Brahmin's hearts were melted and they returned everything to Lord Ramachandra.
婆罗门得到这些布施之后，他们只是保留自己被生所绝对必要的东西，把其他一切也都派发出去。据说这些婆罗门接受到主 Ramachandra 的所有的这些布施之后，他们也内心很感动，也很内心都融化了。
So again, ideal, good example.
在这方面主 Ramachandra 也树立了理想的典范。
Now, it was the regular habit of Lord Ramachandra to dress incognito, hiding himself by a disguise. And he would walk around the kingdom to find out people's opinion of him.
Ramachandra 会定期穿便装微服私访，去看看国民对他的印象如何，对他的管理是什么样的态度。
So one night when he was out incognito, he came across one couple.
有一天晚上他出去微服私访的时候，他遇到了一对夫妻。
One man was speaking to his unchaste wife.
一个人对他的不贞洁的妻子说道。
And he was telling her, you go to another man's house, and therefore you are unchaste and polluted.
他说你已经去过另外一个男人的家里了，所以说你已经不纯洁了，你已经不贞洁了。
I shall not maintain you anymore.
我不能再养活你了。
He said, a henpecked husband like Lord Ram,may accept a wife like Sita, who went to another man's house, but I am not henpecked like him, and therefore I shall not accept you again.
他说像 Rama 这样的怕妻子的人，怕老婆的人才会再次接受 Sita, 虽然说 Sita 也已经去过别的男人那里了，他还接受Sita, 但是我是不会接受你的。
So all this, although this was really unkind, and
这个话说得很不好听
and not at all true,
也并不是真事儿
still, Ramachandra didn't want his reputation to be tarnished as the king. So he abandoned his wife Sita Devi it said, although she was pregnant, and Sita Devi went to the ashram of Valmiki Muni.
当主 Ramachandra 听到这对夫妻的对话，这个对话之后呢，虽然说不是事实，但是他还是不想他作为君王的名誉被玷污，所以他就把已经有孕在身的西塔送走了，西塔去到了瓦米基穆尼那里。
And so while at the ashram of Valmiki Muni, Sita Devi gives birth to twins, Love and Kush. Love and Kusha. Love and Kusha.
然后在 Valmiki Muni 那边住的时候，西塔就生下。
Valmiki
Muni 那里住的时候，西塔就生下了一对双胞胎，是 Love 和 Kusha。
And Sita Devi, after she is forsaken by her husband, she entrusts her two sons to the care of Valmiki Muni.
因为Sita 被她的丈夫抛弃了，所以她就把生下两个儿子之后，她就把两个儿子托付给了 Valmiki Muni.
Then meditating upon the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, she enters the earth.And she disappears.
她冥想着主人们称着的莲花族，然后就陷入地中，地下消失了。
You remember that's how she appeared from the earth as well.
就像她当初也是从地下显现的。
So after hearing the news of Sita Devi's entering the earth, Lord Ramachandra was.Very aggrieved.
主人们趁着听说西塔进入了地中消失了，他感到非常的悲痛。
And he, although he was Ramachandra, he remembered the exalted qualities of Sita, he said he could not check his grief.
主人们趁着的悲痛之情难以自抑。因为他依然记得西塔崇高的品质。
The Prabhupada says this is not mundane emotion. It's he says it's transcendental love.
释迦牟尼佛解释说，主人们称这的悲痛之情并不是世俗的情感，而是超然的情怀。
Then Lord Ramachandra, he observes complete celibacy, and he performs.An Agnihotra sacrifice for 13,000 years.
在那之后，主人们称着就保持完全的遵守，并且做了 Agnihotra 仪式，火祭仪式，一做就是13,000 years.
And it said that the fire never went out for 13,000 years.
13,000 years 来，祭火就从未中断。
After this is completed, then Lord Ramachandra returns to the Vaikuntha planets.
做完13,000 years 的火炬之后，主 Ramachandra 就回到了 Vaikuntha 星球。
And Shukadeva Goswami says anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and be liberated.From bondage of fruitive activities.
说到这个，虽然描述到说，任何一个人如果聆听了包含着主 Ramachandra 崇高品质的逍遥时光的描述之后，他就一定会摆脱嫉妒，并且摆脱果报性活动的束缚。
So in this way, Lord Ramachandra was a very ideal king.
主人称这是完美的理想的国王。
And as I mentioned, ideal husband, ideal brother, ideal son.
理想的丈夫，理想的哥哥，兄长，理想的儿子。
There is much more that could be said, but we're supposed to keep it within 2 hours. So that is what we have to present for this morning.
当然可以讲的还有很多，因为我们时间有限，所以今天早上就讲到这里了。
And as I understand, devotees have had continuous classes now, so I can imagine the attention span must be waning.
我听说也安排了还有其他的奉献者讲课，还有其他的活动，估计大家的注意力能够持续的时间已经到了。
So what shall we do now?
那接下来是什么安排呢？接下来应该怎么做呢？
非常感谢Dirdar Sadami 给我们的精彩的讲述。接下来我们准备请 Janakapa Bukirtan， 然后我们就做 Puspanjali 的跑花仪式了。下午可能12点之后我们是 Rumpada Sadami 的讲课，还有其他的一些节目安排。
After this, Janakapa will leave Kirtan, and after that, there will be Puspanjali. After 12 p.m, Rumpada Maharaj will give another class.
Okay, so great.So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak on the occasion of Ram Navami.
非常感谢大家给我这个机会，让我在 Ram Navami 的日子跟大家分享主 Ram Chandra 的小时光。
And I pray the rest of your festival goes very well.
也祈祷今天这个节日接下来的活动安排也能够让大家很愉快。
And I also pray that all the devotees, wherever they may be, remain safe and well.
而且我祈祷每一位奉献者无论身处何处都能够保持安全，保持健康。
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai
Sri Ramachandra ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 谢谢。